But my mother never told me I couldn't read anything. I could read anything, anything at all, and I did. And I read some pretty bad stuff for a kid. But, of course, you know, I read some things that I just didn't understand. But I just felt so, I felt I could read everything. Mm-hmm. So I did, and I think it helped me.
Did she ever place any restrictions on you, on any sort, you recall?
Yeah, we had some rules, of course, you know, when to be home, be home at meal times, and I don't know, that's about all. And then when I was growing up and going out on dates and things, I had to be home at a certain time, and she had a real good deal for that. We lived on the second floor when I was going out on dates. We lived on the second floor, and you could... It was front steps, you know. And she could look down from the... She used to watch for me in the window. And she'd see me coming home with a boy, and then we'd sit on the steps to talk, you know. And she'd... I knew she was up there watching me, so he had to watch himself. Because we didn't seem to have that problem when we were... I don't know what the fellas did, but we didn't have that problem. Mm-hmm. You know, now they meet on the street. 5 minutes later, they're in bed chewing mm-hmm. each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she would, when she thought I was staying there long enough, she'd peel a little piece of orange peel, tiny little thing, like that, and drop it out the window. And I'd see it fall down, and, you know, it was so small, this boy wouldn't notice it. I'd say, well, I have to go in now. So I thought she was real great, because some mothers used to get mad, you know, about, yeah. Come in this house. She'd never say that to me.
How about when you were younger? Do you remember her placing any restrictions on your house?
Well, it would just seem to be, gee, I don't remember anything special, only that we had to be, we had to be home at meal times, and of course we had to be in the evening. Mm-hmm. We couldn't go out in school time. We could go out after supper, you know, wash your face, comb your hair, stuff like that.
What sort of chores as a child did you do around the house?
Oh, well, that was one thing where my mother failed terribly. She didn't make us do anything very much.
None of the children?
With all of them. I suppose we did, but I don't remember doing any. I know I never did anything very much. Hmm. I just, you know, it all... handed to me on a platter. I just came and ate my dinner and went out and played.
How about the older children? Did you call them doing chores?
I don't think anybody ever had to do anything.
No wonder she had to
charge. Yeah. I think, well, gee, she was kind of dumb not to make us, you know, line these kids up and put them to work.
So you don't remember making your own bed, for instance?
No, I don't remember doing anything. Hmm. I probably did, you know. Probably I had to do things, but I just don't remember it.
How would you dress when you were playing outside?
Oh, well, we usually had, old clothes. We had school clothes. Mm-hmm. And when we came home from school, we changed. That was a rule. We had to change our clothes when we came home from school. So we just had old clothes that were, you know, mm-hmm. probably had been school clothes and were... Mm-hmm. Downgraded.
But they were dresses?
Oh, yes, yeah. We didn't have any kind of pants or anything.
Did you have any interest in, because you said your father was a roofer, in tools or any of that sort of, those kinds of things as a child?
No. No, all I was interested in was singing and dancing and... Gee, when I think of it now, boy, I was a real grasshopper. All I did was eat, sing and dance, and read. Mm-hmm. That's all. I wasn't interested in anything. I was interested in schoolwork. I was very good in school mm-hmm. always, and I was always interested in my schoolwork.
How old were you when you started school then?
When I started school, I guess it was 5, I think we started kindergarten.
You did go to kindergarten?
Yeah.
And how did you like school when you first started?
Oh, I liked it, fine. I don't remember. I remember the first day I went to kindergarten, my mother wasn't able to go with me. So my sister took me. And she took me to school and dumped me somewhere, I don't know, because I was alone then with the teacher and was telling me where to go and everything. And she asked, the teacher asked me my name. She said, "Isn't your mother with you?" And I said, "No, she can't come. The baby, I guess." And she asked me my name and my address, and I knew them. And she asked me my father's name, my father's and mother's names, and I knew them. And then, I don't know why, for some odd reason, she asked me where my father worked, and I told her I knew his address, the address where he worked. I don't know how I knew that. It was was like 440 or 44 or something, East Street. And I said, "It's not E Street, because we lived near E Street." I said, "Not E Street, it's East Street." I remember telling the teacher that because she said something to another teacher, and they both I didn't know what they were laughing at me or what. But I realize now they were saying, you know, this kid even knows where her father works.
How large was the school?
I remember at one time knowing how many kids were in a class. For some reason, the teacher had been, I don't know whether she was getting new pupils or doing something, and she said she had 44 children in the class, because now they complain about large classes, and I think we had,
so it was fairly large.
Yeah, we had big classes. But of course, the teacher was in control, and, you know, the teacher was law.
Are there things that particularly stick out in your mind about your grade school years? Any teachers or...
Well, I had a teacher in the sixth grade who really was significant, you know. She taught, you know, the teacher taught everything then. There was no specials. Well, she taught history. She taught history so great that I loved history. I read all, everything, all kinds of English history and everything. And, She had a system of something when you fell down in your work, she changed you to the back of the room. I don't remember, it's all sort of vague, but something like that. And I remember her saying to me one time, "Are you sitting in that seat and you think you're going to keep it forever, but you better shape up or whatever." Because I was getting so above myself that I, you know, I was so smart, I knew everything. And she really took me down. And I felt that was something that I felt that I really learned something from her, Miss Kincaid, her name was. And I don't know. Then when I was in about the seventh. Well, we went to the eighth grade. I guess it was the seventh and eighth. I was in a special class. I didn't study English. We didn't study English. That's why I'm so fussy about English to this day, because I knew I didn't know. And I studied Spanish instead. And something else that I guess I dropped, and we studied algebra. And that was another thing I loved. I loved algebra, and I loved mathematics. I like to see everything come out right, neatly, because I'm the slob of the world myself. I'm not neat, but I like to see things come out neatly. And so that was kind of special.
Now this would be for the more advanced students, is that it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was an experiment they were trying out. And
How did your parents relate to your school activities and your studies?
They didn't, you know, they, my parents and their generation, they didn't seem to, now they go to school, the parents go to school, I did, I went to school to see how the kids were doing and all that, but they didn't ever do anything like that, because everybody in those days, especially where I lived in area, everybody was, they were pretty poor and they were busy.
Yeah.
So the only thing was they'd always check up, my mother would check up and see that we did our homework, and you know, my father and ask us what did we learn today or mm-hmm. something, you know, and
they were
interested, but they didn't participate mm-hmm. a lot the way parents do now.
Who were your friends in grade school?
Yeah, I didn't have many friends. I didn't have many friends in school. I was always a loner.
Hmm.
And I didn't like girls too much. I wasn't comfortable around girls. And but boys, you know, you're kind of afraid of, I don't know, bashful with boys or something. So I never did really have a lot of friends.
So once you went to school, you actually were more alone then? Once you started grade school then, whereas earlier you were playing in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, with all the kids in the neighborhood. And then when I went to school, well, when I went to school, I had friends. When I went to school, particularly in the young grades, I didn't have any friends because I was too introverted or something. But then when I got a little in upper grades, I didn't have so many friends from school, but I had friends outside the school, in the neighborhood still, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we just the same as when we were little, we played jump rope in the street and everything, even though we were pretty almost grown up.
Were you, as you say, we're getting close to eighth grade, were there any limitations put on how physical you should or could be playing? Did they want you to sort of tone down?
No. Well, I wasn't a real tomboy. I played with my brothers because they were available.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very nice to me. They let me tag along. I can remember some of their friends saying, "Do we have to take her?" And my brother would say, "Yes, we do." So that was it. They kind of let me tag along. I wasn't the kind of kid that could climb. Well, I did climb some fences, but I mean, I couldn't do all these things that some girls could do, you know, climb anything, they're not afraid of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was afraid of things.
What, was there other members of your family, like aunts or uncles? You mentioned occasionally your grandmother would live with you.
Yeah.
That you would do things with or that you knew that were important to you?
No, we didn't have, we had hardly any relatives because my father had a sister and a brother, and both of them, my father's sister, she had two children, I think, but I don't know whether she died young or what. She was never around anyway, and then my father's brother was, he was always, I don't know what he did. I have no idea what he was up to all the time, but he would go away for months at a time, and then when he'd come back, he'd come and stay with us. For a while. I guess he, you know, probably didn't have any place else to go. He'd stay with us till he got a job or whatever. I don't know anything about it. I'm just making it up. And then the same with my mother's family. My mother's sister died young, and her child came to live with us, my cousin. And then my mother had a brother who was the same way. He was a photographer. And he used to traipse all around, and when he didn't have any place else to go, he'd come home with us. And he was musical. He played everything, violin, and he played, when he came from Ireland when he was a kid, it was just before the St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so on St. Patrick's Day morning, he was up on the roof with a piccolo playing Lorna of the Green and got the neighbors all mad at everybody.
It sounds like your family was sort of the focus, the family focus for
yeah.
others.
Yeah, for the other two.
Did
so,
you know your grandparents? You said the one grandmother occasionally.
I just knew my grandmother, that one grandmother. Mm-hmm. I didn't know my father's parents at all. They mm-hmm. were gone before before I was born. I don't know. My father's father was in the Civil War, and I think he died young. I know No, I don't know. Maybe he died old. He was a war veteran. I remember them saying, you know, mm-hmm. Grandfather Lang was a war veteran.
Do you remember any kind of holidays that the family would celebrate? Would birthdays be celebrated for
No, himself? We never celebrated birthdays.
Uh-huh. How about Christmas?
My grandmother used to give me birthday presents sometimes because I was the one that went to live with her, you know, one time. I guess my mother... Probably my mother. This little sister that was just older than me, she died when she was 4.
Mm.
And I was, at that time, probably about 3. And I guess my mother was pretty hard hit by that baby's death. And I don't know if she might have got sick or something. But anyway, that's when I went to live with my grandmother.
I see.
And so it was probably had something to do with that. But then... She had another baby.
How long did you live with your grandmother?
I lived with her 2 or 3 years, probably.
Oh, so until you started school?
Yeah, again? Until I started school. That's mm-hmm. right.
Well, what was your life like when you were living with her?
Oh, that was great. That was another... that was another silver spoon in my mouth. Jeez. I don't know how lucky I was. She was a housekeeper to this farmer in the... Massachusetts, out in the country, and all I had to do there was just amuse myself, and it was marvelous. It's a big farm, and I watched Mr. Turner was the farmer's name, and I used to watch him milking the cows and you know doing everything, and I guess I used to kind of boss him around because I remember that I remember people telling me that I would tell him if he went down to the cellar. Bring me up an apple, a nice red one this time. So I guess so. I was pretty much of a brat. And
were you the only child on the farm?
Yeah, I was the only one. Yeah, because this farmer was an old man. Mm-hmm. He had 2 grown children who lived in Boston all week, and they came home to him for the weekends. And so I had a marvelous time there. I used to play by myself. There were some children, there was a doctor lived next door, and he had a little boy, and I used to play with that kid sometimes. But I was usually played by myself, and I can remember how great it was. You know, this was so pretty. I went there one time. You can't go home again. I went there one time a few years ago when I went back to, I guess it's 20 years ago. I went back to Boston to visit. And I drove back, and so I had my car, and I drove. This was in Orange, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know how far it is from Boston, near Fitchburg, Camp Edwards and all that. Anyway, I drove up there, and all that. The square of this little town was the same, the drinking fountain that I couldn't reach, you know. It was down here. And... they lowered it. But I drove out to where this farm was. All gone.
Oh.
Apartment houses and everything.
Shopping centers.
Yeah. And the next, right down the street from it was the tapioca factory. And that was a marvelous place. I wasn't supposed to go there, I think, because it was a little far away. But we used to go down there and they had... the driveway was pebbles, and among the pebbles there were little pebbles of tar, and we used to take those tar pebbles and chew them. Delicious. I don't know what my grandmother thought about that.
So you probably were there until you started school.
Yeah, until I started school.
Kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So maybe about a year, it sounds like.
Well, I think I was there a couple of years. Well, I went there, I think, when I was 3.
Oh.
Yeah, until I was 5.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about being away from your family? Do you recall?
I don't remember that I, you know, mm-hmm. was lonesome for them or anything. I don't know.
When you were in grade school still, before you finished... Did you have any fantasies about what you wanted to do with your life, what you were going to be, do you recall?
I don't know. I don't think I thought too much about it. I think I would want to be a dancer. I thought someday I might be a great dancer.
What,
never
what,
happened.
What kind of dancer?
Oh, anything. Any, just. Yeah.
Not like this. This is my, this little girl here is not my granddaughter, but it could be her because it looks just like her.
My granddaughter belongs to that
to the dance company.
Company. They travel all around, go to Europe and every place.
I've heard she does very interesting work. I've heard her speak.
Oh, yeah. I think they're very good, those kids.
Now, was this? Did you take any dancing lessons ever?
Yeah, I took dancing lessons. You know, you could take class dancing lessons for about 15 cents or a quarter or something.
This was at school?
No, not at school. You know, after school.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, every kid could dance. They used to dance, you know, on the street or anything. And I remember telling my daughter something about dancing on the street, singing on the street. She said, on the street? And I said, well, where else? We used to dance on the street and everything. And we had, the church always had plays, you know, things, shows, musicals, things, and I imagine, you know, to raise money and also kept the kids quiet. And they had these musicals where they could have every kid that wanted to be in it was in it. So, and then, they teach you the dance routines or whatever. And we always do that. And when I was older, we used to go, service clubs, what do you call them, like the Odd Fellows and the Knights of Columbus and those people, they used to put on shows all the time, and we were always in those. So that's what I thought I was going to be, a big musical comedy star or something, I don't know. But that's about the most, because I never thought about studying for, you know, things like studying. My children are, my son is a lawyer, and my daughter is studying law now. I never thought about doing anything like that, you know, because that seemed just too far above, above me, above, you know, wouldn't be possible to do that.
Because of your family circumstances?
I suppose, because we just weren't oriented to thinking, you know, you can do anything you want to do. Which you can, if you want to, bad enough.
Now, you mentioned the church. What sort of role did the church play in your childhood?
Oh, well, yeah, we were brought up a Catholic, and I was very religious, very devout. And until I got to be a teenager, when I was first married, I used to read a lot because it was all I could do. We were very poor, I read everything, you know, Huxley, Aldous Huxley, and people like that, and they turned my brain around.
But during childhood, and, you were very, very attached to the
yes.
Did you go to Sunday school?
I went to Sunday school and always went to church, to Mass, and everything that belonged to whatever in the church, you know.
Did other members of your family also go?
I don't think all of them weren't. My oldest brother, I know, he was always sneaked out of going to church. He never went to church. And the others did. My youngest, my sister did. My both sisters did.
How about your parents?
And, my mother. Sometimes my father wouldn't, because my father, on the weekends, he would take a few over the eight. And I guess he'd have a hangover on Sunday morning. That was probably it. So he didn't go to church all the time. But he did. He did go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the other kids going too much. I was always so thinking about myself. I think I was very self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what they were doing. I just knew what I was doing.
Well, did you go through confirmation?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everything. I don't know why it didn't stick with me, but it...
Now, did you go, when I was a child, very often the Catholic children were let out of public school to go to catechism
classes. Oh,
did you
no, I didn't get out of school to go. Mm-hmm. We went after school.
After school.
Yeah. And studied catechism and all that good stuff.
Now,
Bible history. I remember we studied Bible history after catechism. And because I knew a lot of things about the Bible that some people didn't know.
When did you start those kinds of classes?
Bible history?
Were you, for instance, when you first started school, you were in kindergarten. At what point did you also start going to Catholic school after school?
We went to, I guess right away when we went to the first grade, probably, we started going into, first you went and learned catechism. And then you made your first communion, and that was at about 7. You were supposed to do that when you were 7.
Mm-hmm.
7 was the magic number, because, the Jesuits said, if you give us a child till he's 7, we got him forever. But,
do you remember your feelings about your confirmation at 7?
Oh, yes. It was just wonderful. Lots of times I think, now, gee, I wish I could feel that way again, but I can't. All I can think of is now... How can anybody believe that stuff? I was very devout, pious, and I believed everything, and I believed that, if you did the right thing, everything was going to come out right. And I don't know, a lot of claptrap. Can't believe it now. that I could feel that way.
Were you still involved with the kind of devoutness when you went into high school? Is that what started to change?
When I was in high school, I was still going to church. I wasn't. I guess it was a little bit wearing off a little or something. But then it was when I began to read more scientific things, on the. I even read Einstein. I don't know how much I understood. I know I didn't understand.
How old would you have been now?
A teenager.
Uh-huh. Tell me about going into high school and what that was like.
Oh, well, that was kind of traumatic because I was such a, not that I didn't want to, I was so alone and I was so inward and everything. I didn't mix with much. With any kids, but I loved it because I was learning all these things, and I had these great teachers. We were learning English, we were learning Spanish, it was great. As long as I'm learning something, it's fine. And but I only stayed 2 years, 1 year, 1 year.